Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. We're here at Cabela's in Hamburg, Pennsylvania, broadcasting live.
A free state.
A free state.
A free state. We've left the Soviet Socialist Republic of New Jersey.
Absolutely.
And we're in Cabela's 250,000 square foot mecca. I can say mecca.
Yes, you can say mecca. It's a sportsman's mecca.
And the manager, who's has more hair than me, which is bothering me, Harold
Dude,
Luther is with us.
Everybody has more hair than
Easy.
You have.
Harold, thank you so much for having us here today.
Thank you for coming out. This is our biggest sale of the year. It's our Fall Great Outdoor Days going on right now.
This place is packed, Harold. Is it always like this?
Most of the time.
Nice.
And listen, all of you who listen to Gun for Hire, we're not in the hallway. Harold put us right outside the bathroom.
We like that.
And it is the highest traffic area. We have tens of thousands of people walking by. And we have a lot of New Jersey Second Amendment Society people here. A lot of Gun for Hire listeners have been walking up and introducing themselves. So I want to thank everybody for the support. Before we get in with the show, I want to thank Chuck Leonard for putting this all together from Personal Protection Institute. You want to check out Chuck. It's personalprotectioninstitute.net. So, Harold, tell us what's going on soon in Cabela's, because I love driving out here. It's only an hour and a half from my house in Morristown. What do you have going on in September? I heard there's a big thing going on.
Yeah, September 15th and 16th, we have our NRA weekend going on, along with the great sales that we'll have going on. Every new member to the NRA will receive a $25 gift card.
What? That's
pretty
great. When
they sign up for the NRA.
They just sign up for the NRA and then they get a $25 gift card.
Yep, I believe the membership fee is $35. To sign up for the NRA, you get a $25 gift card. So basically, you're signing up for $10.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Wow, how could you go wrong? You know, the other thing is, one of our very dedicated sponsors, Milcom. Milcom is going to be here for the, it's a 3-day event, 15th, or 4-day, right?
The sale is a 9-day event, but NRA promotion will only be going on September 15th and 16th.
And Milcom is going to be here both of those days. They have, if you guys don't know it, they have the NRA gun care system. They're going to be here giving seminars on how to clean your guns, how to use their products, who uses their products, why their products are used. I'm not sure if Gunfire Radio is going to be here, but I'm going to be out here that weekend walking around and showing my support.
And so, buying stuff.
Yes. So September 15th and 16th, Milcom will be at Cabela's in Hamburg, and I'm sure they're going to have more discounts. If you join the NRA, you get a $25 gift card for Cabela's that you can spend. So it's $10 to join. So get up and join. So what else you going on? Got going on today for us? I see there's a lot of dogs outside.
Yeah, also in front of the store, we have our Doc Dogs event going on, our End of Summer Splash event. So that'll be going on today and tomorrow from 9 to 6. So if you're a dog enthusiast, come on out. Like I said, be going from 9 to 6. Plenty to see. And if you want to bring your dog out, you know, bring it out and we'll try to get him in.
You know,
pretty cool.
Cabela's is as old as me. It was founded in 61, the year I was born. Not 1861, 1961.
Oh,
and
I see that.
You know,
a huge store. Isn't this the biggest store in the country?
Biggest store in Cabela's, yes. Right now we have over, we opened our 39th store last week.
Wow.
This is the largest one in the chain at over 250,000 square feet. Our gun counter for the shooting enthusiasts is over 100 yards long. And we have over, we usually have over 3,000 guns in stock at every day. So.
None of our listeners are interested in guns.
I'm going to go handle every one of them. You know what else? Cabela's also does not discriminate. They let people exercise their Second Amendment rights, which is the law in Pennsylvania. And they know that safety and firearms training and responsibility is the key. And they advocate it. I was just talking to Harold. They host classes here.
They host
training classes here for CCW permits and for training and everything. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. See, Harold, in New Jersey, even though gun stores exist, they have their gun... You know, they're closet gun stores and closet gun owners because they're afraid of the pressure, you know, from the anti-gunners. You don't have that here, do you?
We support, the Second Amendment, here at Cabela's, and we support, responsible gun owners.
Isn't that a wonderful thing to hear, Sandy?
Yeah, for a change.
So what are we going to go buy after this? We're going to try to fudge?
Well, we're going to buy a lot of stuff. I got to get ammo from my FN57.
I got to get ammo from... You have 5.7 ammo in stock?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Did you see the sizes? There's elk that get lost on display.
They have mounted elephants too, correct?
Yeah. Correct. We have a full-size elephant here in our African diorama.
That's pretty cool.
A full-size elephant. So, believe it or not, I'm looking around. I see Scott Bach walked in.
I
so
just saw have, Scott Bach.
Him,
his...
We're going to have him on the show a
yes.
little bit.
Yes. Do we have to have Scott Bach on?
Yeah, we shouldn't have Scott Bach on. We have... I see a lot of faces that I've that are supporting.
We got a lot of listeners
radio.
Here
That's
too.
Really good. Yeah. You like having us here today, Harold? Well, no, we're trying not to be too disruptive.
Absolutely, you guys are always welcome here.
Thank you. Oh yeah, he's.
Don't say. Don't tell him.
He had his fingers crossed when he said that.
No, don't tell him that.
I think he had his fingers crossed. Harold, what else? When people come out here in September, what else should they be looking for? Any ammo specials or whatever you got?
Yeah. The ammo sale will be. NRA sales flyer will start the Thursday before the weekend, so I believe that the sale will start on the 13th.
You should also sign up for the Cabela's email alert, because
yeah,
I got
absolutely.
The flyer in the mail and I got the flyer electronically.
Yeah, I like the flyer electronically.
I like it electronically too. So you should make sure you're signed up for it and you have the information of the sales that are coming on. But definitely you want to mark the date September 15th and 16th. But it's a 9-day event that's going on. And anybody, that wants to come out and meet the guys, Charlie and Gordon from Milcom, and what's it, Rob? Greg Cohen, he'll be here too. You want to meet all of them. What's Milcom's website? Because I always forget, Sandy. Isn't it guncare.com or NRAGuncare.com?
NRAGuncare, yeah.
NRAGuncare. You should check them out and support them. They are a big advocate of the Second Amendment and Gun for Hire Radio in the state of New Jersey. And I want to thank you, Harold, for having us here and being patient with all of our, setting up and running around and everything. Is there anything you'd like to say to us people in the oppressed state of New Jersey other than move close to Cabela's?
We have a great following of customers from New Jersey. They're always welcome here. If they ever need anything, just give us a call or come here to the store, even better.
And it's like 2.5 hours from the furthest reaching point in New Jersey to get here.
Exactly.
And I'm pretty close to that.
We're right off 78, so it's a very easy drive.
It's a great, great, great place to see. Come out and have a bison burger. I might try one later. Thank you, Harold.
Thank you.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it! And we're back, and we grabbed Scott Bach out of the crowd. Hey, Scott.
Hey, great to be back.
Congratulations, Scott just got engaged.
Thank
really?
You. Thank you.
Yes. Congratulations.
Well, and condolences to my fiance.
Yes, I was just about to offer that.
You know, I want to touch on last week's show. It was definitely our most popular show yet. where we discussed Active Shooter, if anybody had listened to it.
Probably one of the most important shows.
Yeah, and everybody should spread that show around. We're in the lobby of Cabela's, by the way. We're right outside the men's room where we belong. And I want to tell you, our Active Shooter show saved someone's life already.
Wow.
And I have a story here from a listener in Texas. He said, this morning I just finished listening to your show regarding the active shooter scenario and the officer's advice. I have my carry permit, and tonight I had my gun on with me all night. I put my gun away and went out in the back of my patio and leaned over my gate on my driveway to have a last smoke. And his driveway's about 80 feet from the street, and he heard a sound. Thinking it was a cat or some other critter, he looked up only to be confronted by a person 8 feet away, okay, looking at him like he was going to break into his house. He thought about what he heard on our show, and he broke out of being frozen, and he said, get out now, multiple times, and the bad guy fled, and his wife heard it, and she set the alarm off in the house. And four cop cars came, they apprehended the guy who's a burglar in the area and everything, and he just wanted us to know that if he hadn't listened to our show, he might have just frozen. So from the bottom of his heart, he wanted to thank all of us for what we do, and please thank that officer for me. He's also going to be joining the New Jersey Second Amendment Society tomorrow to show his support.
From Texas.
And he also said, P.S., his Glock will never leave his side again. Thank you for all that you do. We did one piece of hate mail when we talked about throwing a big gulp at an active shooter. Kevin Hogue said that that's not good. We should talk about throwing breast milk at an
active
shooter.
Yeah, he doesn't want Bloomberg to ban big gulps.
It's one more reason to ban the big gulp, and we don't want that. Now, Scott, our show last week, did you listen to it?
Yeah.
We discussed active shooter. In New Jersey, we can't carry guns concealed. So if something like that would happen, obviously we have to resort to other protections, like running and cowering, correct?
Well, as you know, Anthony, mindset is everything. Alertness and awareness and avoidance, especially in New Jersey.
We know that. Where
we are essentially turned into victims by the state.
Yeah.
Okay. Your wits have to be around you. You've got to be alert and aware to what's going on.
Can you update us a little bit on our cases in New Jersey, on all of our two-way lawsuits?
Sure. The biggest lawsuit we have going is our challenge to New Jersey's unconstitutional carry laws, which, as we were just discussing, effectively prevents any law-abiding citizen from defending themselves with a firearm outside their home.
Okay.
That challenge is going to make it to the U.S. Supreme Court. Right now, it's before the Federal Appeals Court in the Third Circuit. That's they actually sit in Philadelphia, but it covers New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Delaware. And we expect that case to be before the U.S. Supreme Court sometime in 2013.
So next year?
We expect it to go, yes, next year.
To go to the Supreme Court?
To the U.S. Supreme Court. What's happening now is, you'll recall Judge Off the Walls?
Yes.
Okay, and his terrible decision,
judge,
which is on appeal now at the Middle Appeals Court, Third Circuit Appeals Court. The papers are in the process of being submitted to the court. The court will take anywhere from a couple of months to maybe 6 months or more to render its decision, and whichever way that decision goes, it will be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Okay, so now the U.S. Supreme Court will obviously, what do they do, give us a docket number or something?
Well, assuming the Supreme Court takes the case.
Why would they not take it? Still 5-4.
Listen, whether it does or doesn't, there's about 7 or 8 carry cases going up to the Supreme Court from different places around the country. So they're going to have to take this up. Okay, they're going to have to resolve it. And, as we've talked about, there's this counter movement among lower court judges to disparage the Heller and McDonald decisions, to claim that the Second Amendment only protects your rights inside your home and not outside the home. So this thing's got to go to the Supreme Court. So once they take it, then there's an extensive briefing period, and then eventually there's oral argument, and then the court renders its decision.
All right, so let's assume the Supreme Court takes our case, and let's assume it's still 5-4 and we win. What happens then?
Well, assuming New Jersey's carry laws get thrown out, then the legislature is forced to going back to the drawing board. Okay, so at that point, the legislature would have one option, and that is to pass a constitutional carry law, not like the one now where you have to show need to exercise a fundamental constitutional right. Imagine if you had to demonstrate need to exercise your right of free speech under the First Amendment. You shouldn't have to do it to exercise your right of self-defense under the Second Amendment either. So the state house would be forced to draft a constitutional carry law.
What are you thinking, Sandy? So you're saying
I'm thinking
a year
I'm still
away,
moving
a year and
PA.
A half away?
Say again?
We're looking at a year and a half
yeah.
away.
Yeah, we are.
I mean, look at this. We're in Cabela's. Everybody's packing, and I don't see any problems here.
Yeah,
but
there's no trail of dead bodies on the way out of here.
No, but trying to get New Jersey up to speed. So that's one case. Mm-hmm. What's the next important
well,
case?
Well, we have a challenge to New Jersey's one gun a month, handgun rationing law. That's Attorney Dan Schmutter, who's been on the show.
Yes.
Is handling that case. That case is on appeal, too. It's at the same Third Circuit mid-level appeals court. And we do expect to have a decision from that court, let's call it by early 2013 as well. 2013 is going to be a big year for gun rights in New Jersey. And we do anticipate that one's going to get appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, too. So we'll probably have two cases before the Supremes in 2013. But,
very nice.
You know, I'm a little concerned about the Supremes based on their healthcare decision.
Judge Steaming Pile of Crap Roberts. Yeah.
Well, it went 5-4 one way. It could go 5-4
the other way
for us. Wow, this is it's really interesting that we're going to be stuck in this position. But so two cases, and what else, Scott?
Well, obviously the big thing coming up is we've got the federal election coming up in November.
And let's discuss that.
Yeah, because it's the most important election of our lifetime.
One of the most important things, and if you go to gunforhireradio.com, you can register to vote. You can check to see if you're registered to vote. You can register right online. Get all of your gun friends to register. This is the most important election in our lifetimes, especially as gun owners.
Agreed.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire Radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Now, here's what you do. Take a big bucket of black paint, find a spot in front of your house about 10 feet high, about 20 feet wide, and paint in big letters U-G-L-Y, ugly. Now, why would you do that? It's stupid, but that's what some people have with their garage door. It's like a big, ugly billboard in front of their house. Now, take a look at yours. If those 4 letters come to mind, then you have an ugly garage door. Solve it by calling Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Buy-Right Overhead Doors is in the business of installing beautiful custom garage doors and helping homeowners end their ugly garage door problems. Just by logging on to buyrightohd.com, you can upload a picture of your garage door so you can see what the right door can do for you. Buy-Right Overhead Doors, expert in all garage door problems, from fixing and installing new openers to even repairing the woodworking around your existing garage door. Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Remove that big black billboard that says ugly in front of your home. 877-711-6100 or visit buyrightohd.com.
And we're back in wonderful Emberg, Pennsylvania, a free state at Cabela's. And Cabela's was nice enough to let us do our radio show from here today. And Scott Bach and his fiance walked in, and we grabbed him and pulled him into the show. Scott, now Pennsylvania has a state association just like we do in New Jersey, correct?
Yes, indeed it does.
Okay, are you friendly with the president of Pennsylvania?
Yeah, Jack Lee is his name, and
cool.
It's you know, they have a different presence here. Pennsylvania is a free state, so the urgency
They actually
is
see their NRA rep, right?
You know what we noticed? All the NRA stickers in a parking lot. You know, you don't see that in New Jersey anywhere.
I don't see that.
Because
yeah.
of the closet gun owneritis that we have to deal with all the time.
You know what that's called in New Jersey?
What?
Probable cause.
Probable cause. Yeah. So we have a PA. Every state has an association. So, and you're the president of the state association. What else is going on? What can our listeners do with ANJRPC?
Well, ANJRPC, like you said, is the state official state affiliate of the NRA in New Jersey. We're the oldest, largest, and most effective gun rights organization in the state. If you're not a member, you need to be. There are so many benefits of membership. Just one, the little-known thing we've talked about here is...
Say it again.
Free legal advice. We have lawyers on retainer to answer brief legal questions on
gun
law.
And you guys are expensive.
Attorneys are very expensive.
Yes. But for $40 a year as an associate member.
Where are you going to get that?
It's
amazing.
It's unbelievable.
You know what I do, Scott? Someone will email me. They're having a problem with a permit. I email them back with the membership for ANJRPC. I'm like, join, get your member number, and call the lawyer up and ask him a question. It's quite effective.
We are on the leading edge. We employ the top lobbying firm in the state monitoring legislation every single minute of every single hour of every single day. Every alert that's come out of New Jersey over the last 8 or 9 years, we have broken, okay, because we're on the tip of the spear monitoring things, putting it out. We've got our annual dinner coming up October 13th, okay?
Yes, in Edison.
In Edison, New Jersey, at the Rosewood.
At the Rosewood.
Yeah, we're expecting a record-breaking crowd there. You guys, you should join, you should come. Come be part of our family, because we're a great organization.
Yeah, by the way, that dinner is on the ANJRPC website, the Gun for Hire Radio website, Gun for Hire website, and the Boulevard's website. This is our third dinner. This is the first dinner we're hosting with the state. The annual meeting is earlier in the day.
Earlier
correct?
In the day for members.
For members.
And if you're a member of NRA, and I hope most of your listeners are, your membership's not complete without also being a member of the state association.
That's a good point. You know, everybody's coming to our dinner. Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership bought 2 tables last year. They're buying at least 2 tables this year. New Jersey Second Amendment Society is coming to the dinner. And a bunch of, I believe, the New York State Rifle and Pistol, Tom King, him and Joe DeBurgo has talked about buying a table for this year's dinner. So it's like the who's who of the gun people.
Hey, yeah.
It really is. You got to be there. You got to be there.
A man after my own heart has got an entire cart full of ammunition, just like us. Look, it's great.
That's cool.
I'm sorry, Scott.
So
I just got so excited.
Do not miss our dinner. You can buy the tickets online. You can pay for the tickets online. You can also go into Boulevard or Gun for Hire Academy headquarters. Tickets are available there. Let me tell you something. First year, 400 people. Second year, 425. We found the only nice hall available that day that can hold 550 people. Once we sell the 550th ticket, you're going to be locked out. So I guarantee that you should buy a ticket now so you don't get locked out.
There were a lot of
really
disappointed
have a
people
good time.
Last year.
Gun for Hire is donating an AR-15. The Bullet Hole's donating an AR-15. We might even have a few Kel-Tec KSG shotguns.
It really is the place to be.
You guys
have got to come.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic.
I mean, this is the premier dinner in the state because there's more guns probably represented at this state dinner
than all the ones put together.
Yeah. Absolutely. And looks like a real NRA dinner.
And everybody has great seating. It's not like going to a wedding for one of your coworkers where you sit next to the kitchen and the DJ.
Now, wait a minute. Not everybody's got great seating. I'm sitting at your table, which is not great seating.
Well, you know, the other thing is with this election coming up, which I hope we're going to talk about.
Let's talk about that now.
With this election coming up, you know, think of October 13th as kind of a rally point.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's
we have the battle of a lifetime coming up, okay? There is a storm on the horizon. And, you know, my message to ANJRPC members and to all of your listeners is prepare for battle.
Yeah.
Because this is the most significant election of our lifetimes. We've heard that before the last several elections, but let me tell you something. We are fighting for a lot more than gun rights.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
Gun
We're
rights
fighting
protect,
for freedom, period.
That is right. And freedom is under the worst attack it's ever been under.
Yes.
Okay? You know, liberty's torch is almost extinguished in this country.
Absolutely.
And we're moving in the wrong direction. Our government, okay, our politicians, our leaders.
It's completely out of control.
Yes.
Completely out of control.
And it is time for us to speak with one voice.
Right.
To weigh in,
right.
to make a difference, to rally around freedom and stand up for freedom. No one can afford to sit this one out.
No, we cannot.
Voter registration closes October 16th. It's not enough for just you. You, me, our friends, our family, and everyone within their influence has got to pull together in this election, or we're going to see the end of the Second Amendment and the end of freedom itself.
GunForHireRadio.com. You can register right there. You can also check to see if your friends are registered.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rutgers Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
And we're back with Scott Bach at Cabela's, the Mecca.
What a day. Chuck, thank you again for having us here.
Yes, really. Thank you, Chuck.
Keep signing people up for the NRA. We need it. I really do appreciate it.
We need
it.
A lot of voices.
You know, Scott, you know what I was thinking? I'm sorry to step on your word, Sandy. Too bad. It's what I did best.
It's what you do best.
You know what's interesting? We had Anna Little on the show a few weeks ago. She lost against Pallone, which in Italian means a blown-up ball. By the way, she lost against Pallone by 15,000 votes.
The first time.
In her district, the first time. In her district, there's 750,000 registered voters, and only 115,000 people voted. 600,000 people stayed home. Now, I just read a thing in American Thinker yesterday that a lot of people are probably going to stay home because they're disgusted with both parties.
Hey, look, you know where I sit on that. I'm disgusted with both parties, too. However, I still like to walk out my door without seeing a drone fly by or being wiretapped or on and on and on and on and on. In the name of security, we're losing all of our freedom. The only people, if we're tired of this, Anthony, what we need to do now is start to develop our own candidates now for the next season. However, we can't give the entire store away in between. True, Scott?
I agree with that, okay? This is the choice we're faced with, and I have problems with both parties too, okay? I will tell you there is a stark difference between the parties, generally speaking, on gun rights.
Yes.
Okay? And
this is
the choice we're faced with, and I mean, I know you guys have been kind of hard on, the Senate race and Joe Carrillo's, but that's a perfect example of something that you're faced with. You're faced with a choice between a known F-rated guy who is just totally against the Second Amendment, and I'm talking about Menendez.
Che Menendez.
Versus someone who may not have a perfect record on gun rights, but gets the big picture, understands that as a U.S. Senator, he will confirm U.S. Supreme Court justices. He will understand that he will have a vote to ratify the UN Global Gun Ban Treaty. Okay, there is no choice there as to who to support in the U.S. Senate election in New Jersey. And nationwide, people who think they want to stay home, staying home and not voting in protest is only going to give victory to the other side.
Exactly right.
You have got...
Exactly right.
You cannot sit this one out. No one can sit this one out. It is all or nothing. Chuck Leonard is here giving out these all-in stickers here at Cabela's today, and there's a reason NRA's picked that slogan. This truly is. I mean, the Second Amendment is hanging by one vote. If anybody thinks that if we lost that vote, the Supreme Court would not immediately try to overturn Heller and McDonald and relegate it to a footnote of history and end the Second Amendment, don't be mistaken about that.
It's already at play. It's already at play with the United Nations.
Right.
They're trying backdoor ways to be able to ban guns. We have to look at this election, especially in New Jersey, with guys like Joe Carillos, who Anthony and I are cringing at the sound of his name, as a stopgap measure. We got this guy for 2 years. We get him in. We hold over for 2 years. Let's grow our own candidate.
Six years.
All right, so we've got 6 years to build who we need to build in order to get what we need to get done.
I'm not happy with that. And when we come back, I want to get my opinion a little bit.
Well, but you also have to realize that New Jersey is not a conservative state.
No, it's not.
And if you think New Jersey is ready to hire a Tea Party candidate, I don't know if that's ready for prime time just yet.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And we're back at Cabela's with Scott Bach. We're talking about the most important election in our lifetime.
Before we talk any more about come on the show, Joe, or I won't come on the show, Joe, I want to thank everyone, all of our listeners that showed up today to support us, people handing out stuff for various organizations, New Jersey Second Amendment Society. I think it's really great that everybody's here and so active. But I'll tell you what, I'd like to recuse myself from this segment, but I'm going to stick with it. I know I'm being more of a bully with the
Carillos. I understand. You know, you're talking to a libertarian here, so I understand exactly what you're talking.
Listen, Carillos doesn't have to come out, Scott, and say, I'm for concealed carry, I'm for this. But Carillos could come out and say, listen, I'd like to meet in public with your organizations and address your issues. That would give them a couple of 100,000 votes alone. All right, ignoring us is not where it's at, okay? His record is a C. I know everybody, Che Menendez is an F, so everybody's going to vote for the C. But Carillos is lagging right now. A couple of days ago, he made a big mistake about saying he's willing to raise taxes, okay? And a Tea Party and everybody else went after him. He's hurting right now. He's got to either stand for something or stand for nothing. And I understand we have to have a Republican who's really like a Christie, who's really a Democrat in New Jersey.
Right.
Look, here's what it comes down to, Anthony. It comes down to who do you want representing gun owners in the United States Senate next year? And you have a choice right now, and that choice is Menendez or Carillos. I'm telling you, I'd rather have Carillos representing gun owners than Menendez. That's the choice. Now, New Jersey is a tough place. It's great if we can get a charismatic conservative enough to get elected to the U.S. Senate, but you've got to look at New Jersey in context. It's one of the most liberal states in the nation. It is one of the densest populated states in living in the shadow of Philadelphia and New York City. So even our Republican population leans toward liberal republicanism, if that's such a thing.
Maybe I should run.
Maybe you should run, Anthony, but the point is,
we got 6 years.
This is the choice you have now, and there were real conservatives running in the primary.
Yes, okay? and they all lost. I know.
And they all lost.
So when
I want to farm on.
We all have to do our part, and nobody's saying the choice is a perfect one. Okay,
right.
It's a tough choice all the time. I mean, New Jersey's so bad. I don't know if you saw this story last week, but two unnamed Republicans in leadership in the State House were complaining about the pick of Paul Ryan for vice president because they thought it signaled too much conservatism and they were upset about it.
Yeah, God forbid we should turn back to what our founding fathers wanted this country to be.
We have to deal with reality, and the reality is there's a choice.
Right. We talk about it off air all the time. It's a slice at a time. This is not something that you can come and flip a switch and have it go from ultra-liberal to ultra-conservative overnight. We are winning, and a lot of Tea Party people are winning throughout even New Jersey.
Who do you want voting to confirm the next Obama nominee
if
there is
one? That's
the key. You want Menendez or you want Carrillo's? I'll take Carrillo's any day.
You're right. We'll be right back.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with 4 state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, 2 of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia. Offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
So, Scott, we're talking about the fact that this election is more than just about the presidency, more than just about local. It's about the Supremes.
That's right.
If we don't...
I know.
We've got two who are either ready to die or retire. Well, which one of the Supremes is not ready to die? But two are either who are going to probably be replaced in the next 4 years. We have some serious problems if we've got the wrong people making those choices.
You know, it also...
Beyond serious.
It's funny what Scott said. Two of our state senators or representatives, two Republicans, were unhappy because they thought Ryan was too conservative.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you what. I think Romney did a good thing because I think this country is ripe for conservatives right now. Because after Clinton and moderate Bush and Obama, I think that the country is ready for some good conservatism right now, because the liberalism thing and the socialist movement, like European countries, how's that working out for you? I don't think it's going to work in this country. I don't think the people are going to handle it. So I think it was a good idea. I'm not a big fan of Romney, but I do like Ryan. So looks like I'm going with that ticket. So if we take away the media bias and all the dead people voting, we'll probably maybe win the election by 0.25%.
Well, I don't know if you can take away the dead people voting, because we've got Chicago now in Washington, and dirty Chicago politics has played very, very well, and it's worked very well for them.
I agree with Sandy.
Our Democrats right now in New Jersey are pushing that you shouldn't have any ID to vote, and 33 states already lost where you have to have ID to vote. But our federal government, you know, Holder, the criminal, they're pushing that you don't need an ID to vote because we're racist by saying someone needs an ID to vote. Yeah, but you need an ID to go into the state house to go see our legislators or into the Capitol.
Don't you love that? No ID to vote, but if you want to own a gun, you have to have a colonoscopy when the state examines exactly, you in advance.
Whoa, easy with those colonoscopies.
Worse than an IRS audit to get a gun in the state of New Jersey.
Talk about this duality and this two-facedness and double standard by the Democrats right now. You don't need an ID to vote. They're saying we're discriminating against people. Who do you know that does not have a picture ID? Seriously.
Listen, what's right is wrong. What's right is wrong, and what's wrong is right. Okay, our country and our world
is upside down right now.
And if you think, and anybody out there that thinks, well, I'm going to sit this one out, I'm going to say it again, I don't mean to be repetitive.
No, I think you need to be repetitive.
You cannot sit this one out. I mean, Anthony, what he has to say about Carrillo's, all put aside.
Right.
You may not like it.
Right.
But you've got to do your duty. You cannot use that as an excuse to stay home. If you look around you, beyond gun rights, freedom is under attack at every level.
Absolutely.
At every level, okay?
Absolutely.
We've turned into a surveillance society, okay? We have the lemonade stand and the milk farm police raiding farms.
Right here in Lancaster County.
At gunpoint. Right.
What does the FDA, why does the FDA need more ammunition for?
And every federal agency.
Yes.
And I'm sure you saw
massive
the explanation
binds.
As well. We have, police
we're training.
And they need to train.
Yeah, we're training with hollow point bullets.
Listen, wake up, folks.
Right.
Okay, freedom is under attack.
Absolutely.
And the Second Amendment is the linchpin. If we have no Second Amendment, that is the ultimate safeguard of freedom. If there's no Second Amendment, and that is their goal, there is no doubt about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
It's not a question of they're mistaken or they're well-meaning, but they just, you know, they're just a little incorrect. These guys want to terminate freedom forever. That's what this election's about. I know it sounds extreme. That is my conclusion. Working on the tip of this spear, that's it. You've got to do your part.
If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard Anthony and I talk a lot about the escalation in burglaries, robberies, home invasions that are going on in the Northeast, especially here in the tri-state area. There's nothing you can do to totally prevent bad guys from doing very bad things, but you can make yourself a tough target. At home, that means building layers of security, making your home look unappealing to criminals. You can do that by installing dusk-to-dawn lighting, using big dog toys and a big dog bowl like Anthony always talks about, just inside your kitchen door, visible from the outside, reinforcing your entry doors, and planting sticker bushes beneath the ground floor windows. As for me in my house, we chose an added layer of protection surrounding our home and business, and since our zoning officer in the town frowns upon digging a moat, we chose a full protection alarm system from Prism Electronics. Dean, who owns Prism, is our personal alarm guy. He's who Anthony and I have chosen to protect our family and businesses. Now, if you're like us and you want that added layer of protection only an alarm or closed-circuit television system can bring you, be sure to call Dean at Prism Electronics. He'll come right to you, and he'll treat you right. PrismElectronics.com. And we're back at Cabela's with Scott Bach. So, Scott, I'm not just a crazy conspiracy nut myself, huh? Seriously, what do we need all this ammunition for when the Weather Service now has an order for $250,000?
If you shoot through clouds, you can alter the precipitation.
Oh, is that what it is?
Dummy, you didn't learn that in seventh grade?
That's great.
I mean, seriously, what is all this ammo being bought up for?
Well, I think one of the biggest problems that we're facing right now is the fact that our freedoms are really, truly eroded. And we've got drones flying just about in every city right now. We've got the NSA tapping just about everything under the Patriot Act. Thank you, George Bush, for that.
We've weakened our nation.
Yes, we have, in the name of security. And we cannot do that. We have to stand up and take our rights back. And the only way we're going to be able to do that is to defend ourselves against a tyranny, which is exactly what is going on right now, is to get out and to vote. We can do it in the voting box. We were set up as a country to do this. This is not a democracy. It was set up as a representative republic for a reason.
We really need a groundswell of throwing incumbents out also, though. We need to refresh the politician
stock.
Yes,
I agree, 100%.
Okay? It's so inbred with 40-year and 50-year career politicians. We need to send a message, and we need to get rid of them and bring new blood in for a couple of years and then rotate them.
Look, here's the thing, and I've spent a lot of time, Sandy, thinking about some of the things you've talked about since watching some of the decisions coming out of the U.S. Supreme Court, because I've always felt, and I was taught in law school, the U.S. Supreme, you can count on the Supreme Court to be the ultimate defender and protector of the Constitution, and I've watched that erode over
exactly
the last 10 years.
Right,
and
I've asked myself,
how could that happen in this country?
Right.
What has gone wrong? Where is the flaw in our system? And my conclusion is, it's not a flaw in our system. The problem is, our system requires people who are faithful to it, who will uphold it.
Yes.
And
yes,
we've seen an erosion in every branch of our government of folks who will uphold it.
Right.
And so Anthony's right. We do need a change. We need a sea change here. Because wake up, folks, and smell it. And this is both parties, both sides. When you pull away from just gun rights and look at the big
picture.
It's not
just the Dems.
Look at financial freedom and financial issues and general freedom issues and surveillance issues. You know, both parties are not blameless. Now, like I said, there are real differences, generally speaking, on social issues. Guns are one of them.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You know, that being said, I have to put in the caveat. There are some, there's a number of pro-gun Democrats.
Absolutely.
And those will have my support.
Yes.
And there are anti-gun Republicans.
Right.
And those will get our,
absolutely,
you know, our opposition.
Yes.
But stepping back and looking at the big picture, it's not just about gun rights. The ironic thing is, gun owners are just folk. Okay, we are, it's almost like we have been appointed just regular salt of the earth folks, okay, who know the truth, who believe in freedom, who the spirit of freedom or the flame of freedom burns in their hearts, are the ones who can make this difference. Gun owners are poised to make the difference in this election. And I say it again, you have got to do your part. No one can sit it out. And it's not enough for just you to do your part. Everyone within your sphere of influence has to be activated because Anthony's, you know, making a joke about it before about Chicago. You know, I think there are potentially real concerns about the integrity of the election process and having a fair election.
Right.
So, you know, our numbers need to be at their absolute max coming into November. We cannot afford.
Yeah, the Dems are going to cook the books come November, come hell or high water.
And again, you know, I want to clarify that too, because it's not just Democrat, Republican. I'm tired of these two labels. We're talking about the Progressive Party, which has been in existence since Woodrow Wilson. You know, we can trace all this back 100 years to Woodrow Wilson, the, of course, governor of the state of New Jersey, who became president. boy, if that doesn't want to make you move.
But people, you know, Scott, it's funny, though. So many people are really not aware. They just don't know. They just muddled through their day. I mean, unemployment's an all-time high.
Know,
we don't have manufacturing. Look at our farms, you know. There's a couple of corporations that own all the farming in this country now and all the livestock.
Right.
It's all gone. I mean,
maybe
everything has been squandered.
Yeah, but maybe that's intentional. I mean,
it is
intentional. We are busy.
Absolutely.
We are busy. We have to work. We've got taxes to pay.
We can't just jump on the bus with a box lunch and go protest with everybody else's groups.
But
we
but
have
look,
jobs.
The reality is, though, the people listening to this show are not the ones that need to be awakened.
No.
But
yes.
I guarantee you that everyone listening to this, if you get everyone in your sphere of influence, everyone around you, everyone in your lives who's like-minded, you will take care of that problem.
Right.
Well, we're hoping, and we're also hoping. Listen, we just read earlier before you came on the show, we did the active shooter special a week before. We saved somebody's life already. The guy sent us a thank you. The day that he listened to our show, that night, someone almost broke into his house, and he realized what he had to do. We are trying to wake people up, but we're preaching to the proverbial choir. We need our listeners to tell other people and preach it and tell other people. Listen, the media bias. I told you, MSNBC, after a year, they finally reported on Fast and Furious. And when they did, they said two of the weapons that were found at the crime scene with Brian Terry may have been used in a Fast and Furious, when in fact they were used. Correct. Sandy said, sanitized truth. Our Justice Department lying to us and the news media perpetuating it.
But it's not, listen, it's not the fault of the media, nor is it the fault of the opposition side. The problem is, and we're going to be doing something on this in a later show, I don't want to give too much away on it, but we're going to be doing another special show specifically dealing with how to game good media. I want to bring in a bunch of people who are media savvy, for lack of a better term, who like us, are professionally dealing with this every single day.
Correct.
The problem with the pro-gun side is they try to use statistics and facts to make an emotional argument, and it loses all the time.
Well, how did I do? How did I do with that mayor against illegal guns on Channel 9?
Yeah, exactly right.
That went pretty good, right?
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, but he did well.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but the problem is that you know, we need people with more media training. We have to start training our own. We have to understand what it takes, what the networks look for, what news people look for to make a story. It's not about facts and figures, and it's not always about the Second Amendment. It's not about the two sides using their talking points and everybody tuning out. We need to win the hearts and souls of real, live Americans who are sitting, listening to the shows, watching television, watching Dancing with the Stars, and seeing firearms owners, firearms, competitive firearm shooters in a good light for a change. The Olympics did a little bit of this for that for us, but didn't do enough.
Correct.
But if you see how it was handled properly. Even NBC, they were, you know, the suits at NBC were cringing. General Electric was cringing over the fact that we had to cover this and that the Olympics was such a good thing and that the Americans were doing so well.
Well, I'll look forward to hearing that show. This is an area that's near and dear to my heart. I, for 15 years, have been preaching that media needs to be an end unto itself.
Absolutely.
We've got to reach hearts and minds. There are some issues, though, and one of them is sometimes that media is filters us out. Even when we're on message and have a great message, they don't want to hear from us.
Yes.
The other thing is sometimes we need to know when to speak and when not to speak. You know, my experience as an NRA board member and head of a state association is there are times we have real newsworthy stuff, like our right to carry case when we filed that. Complete media blackout.
Absolutely.
Complete media blackout. Okay. Yet when we had certain things happen in the recent past, my phone's lit up. Okay, because they want to get the gun rights guy.
Right.
They
want to get a picture of the crazy gun nut.
Right.
Okay?
I turned down like 15 interviews right after that tragedy happened in Colorado.
However, what I have an issue with, and I'm going to say this, and even though Scott, you can leave the room for a second, I have an issue with the NRA in a sense that their unofficial stance at that point was, let's be quiet and hope that it all goes away. Well, it's not going to go away. And the other side now has the bully pulpit all to themselves, which is what they like. They love to use fear tactics to try to shut us up. Our problem is we don't know how to speak around it. They're very good at speaking around it, about planting seeds and painting pictures. We should be coming around the other side. Forget coming out head to head with them when they start doing that. We have to find our way through the back door. And the way through the back door is really into the hearts and souls of the listener and to the viewer. If we were to paint gun owners the way they really are, normal people. The problem is we've taken that object, to use your expression, we've demonized the tool. We cannot continue to allow them to do that.
Oh, we're all clinging to our guns and our religion, too.
You know, the mayor, the illegal mayors against illegal guns came out with their new talking points, and they're urging the president to stop the gun violence.
And
48,000 people are going to die from gunshots. Well, let me tell you something. There are more kitchen accidents in a day that cause emergency room visits than gun injuries in a month.
True. There's more bathtub drownings than
gun
injuries, too.
Absolutely.
When you look
drowning?
At the statistics.
Yes.
So we're going to ban spatulas.
Right. And more When you take a look at the drunk driving, there are exactly the same number predicted of drunk driving deaths that are going to happen. So we need to pose questions to the other side. Which do we do? How do we solve that problem? Do we ban automobiles or do we ban liquor? We don't do it that way, do we? Why? Because that's not the cause. The cause is the individual. So why should guns be any different?
I agree with you, Sandy, but the one thing I would say is the whole premise behind this is that the other side is not aware of what it's doing and is doing it because of an incorrect conclusion. There are some folks out there who fall into that category, but in my experience, and I'm going to sound like a conspiracy nut now, I didn't necessarily believe this when I started, but I think there are people who just don't want people to have guns and will use any excuse to ban them and take them away.
I agree.
And you're not going to reach those folks.
No, nor
with
do
rhetoric.
We want to. We're never going to reach them. We're never going to reach them. What we need to do is dismiss them. We have to just write them right off. They're the extreme whack jobs who are afraid of their own fears. Their own fears are driving the fears, and they're placing that, to use psychological terms, they're inferencing that to the other person. They think that just because we have a gun, we're going to act the way they do.
Well, one little hopeful thought is, I mean, think about the massive media blitz that we've had in the last month against gun ownership and gun owners. You know, the histrionics that are out there. I have a faith in people's hearts and minds. I have a faith in the people. Look at what was the number one thing that happened in Colorado? Gun sales through the roof.
Yes.
People get it. It's, you know, truth is truth.
Right.
And you cannot
take away
a certain
truth.
Percentage of the population will never hear or accept the truth. And a certain percentage of the population will always see the truth no matter what's blaring at them through the box, you know, in their living room.
And other than some knee-jerk sound bites, no new gun legislation has come through. All right, just a couple of grandstanding things.
Prepare for battle on that.
Exactly,
we're
going to
see
right.
a nationwide blitz at the state and federal level.
You're seeing it already. There's a groundswell right
New York
it's already
state,
being seeded.
We already have some new legislation introduced in New Jersey.
Yeah, by the Crypt Keeper.
Well, you've got
state.
George Soros behind this. So there's Soros
Senator
money.
Lesniak, State Senator Lesniak.
Lesniak.
I don't know if you saw his brilliant statement that we don't really need the Second Amendment. Because we have such a strong democracy.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if you caught those remarks last week. It works to that effect.
What an idiot. You know, the problem is that we continue to elect politicians. We have since, I'll go back to Woodrow Wilson again, my favorite guy in the world, has systematically dumbed this country down. We've taken history out of schooling, out of public schooling. The federal government now owns the doctrine taught to all children over the years through the Federal Department of Education. Why do we need a Federal Department of Education? Why do we need a Federal Department of anything? Well, we don't. The Founding Fathers understood that. They're turning over their graves right now looking at what we've done to this country.
I agree.
We've squandered it. For everything that was fought so hard for, the cycle now, we're reaching this entitlement period where so many of our citizens and non-citizens believe they're entitled to everything.
Yes.
And everybody's just wants to sit
Free,
with their
this
hand
nation,
out.
This nation, freedom's hanging by a thread.
Absolutely.
I mean, it is
I agree.
What this nation
I
stands
agree.
For and what it was founded on is hanging by a thread. And I can't believe I'm even saying those words, but that's the reality. And people have got to wake up. And
I don't think we're overreacting.
No, we're
no,
not
really
overreacting.
That's why you have like a Fox News, and that's why Glenn Beck and these other conservative commentators have been growing so strongly, I believe, is because people need that outlet to express themselves.
And you're starting to see conservatives, real conservatives, start to take over now. Look at all the Tea Party victories that are happening throughout the country. Now,
you mean the terrorists, three Tea Parties?
Yes, the terrorists who are, you know, clean. They clean up after their rallies. Those kinds of terrorists. Versus the ones on Occupy Wall Street, where you needed a bulldozer to clean out Zuccotti Park.
A water cannon.
And a water cannon. Yeah. But I do think, I agree with you, Scott. I think that there is a groundswell that's happening right now. We need to be able to coordinate. Our problem is we're too damn polite, in all honesty. We don't speak in the same language that the progressive side speaks. They're the first ones to attack, vehemently attack, and we're walking around being very polite. We have to stop being polite. We have to start
stepping on toes.
Yeah.
and making noise, which is what we're doing.
That's what Gunfire Radio is
stepping
here for.
Stepping on toes and making noise is my full-time job.
Who would have ever thought that this show would reach the epidemic proportions that it had? I certainly wasn't among them.
Is it a pandemic at this point?
It's probably a pandemic
at this
point.
It's close to a pandemic,
yes, that's for sure.
But I'll tell you what, we are waking people up. We have volunteers here today. We have people here. We have supporters here. Listen, this is Pennsylvania. People are carrying guns. A lot of at Gun for Hire Academy, we do a lot of Utah and Florida non-resident carry permits. About half of them are people so when they come to Pennsylvania, they can carry. If you, as a New Jersey citizen, if you don't feel like a second-class citizen, that when you come back to your own state,
you have to disarm yourself at the border.
Disarm yourself.
It's unbelievable.
Okay, but a neighboring state will allow us to carry a gun in their state.
You know, the most ironic thing about carry and New Jersey is just, and we've probably talked about this, the police have no duty to protect you.
No, absolutely not.
So when they say, we don't want people having guns because they pose a danger.
Yes.
Law-abiding citizens with guns. This, the New Jersey Attorney General said this in our
case. Yes, absolutely.
In our cases.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely. The police are there to, the laws are there to protect the citizens
against people
like us
who
want to carry guns.
So basically the state is saying, you need to be a victim because we don't have an obligation to protect you if your life is in danger, and we're preventing you from protecting yourself.
Yes.
That's correct.
Insane.
That's correct.
Okay, that's what that is, and that must stop, and that will stop. And that's why we brought our right to carry case, and that's why we will stop, you know, we will attack this issue until we get what we're supposed to have on this, until we restore this basic, fundamental freedom to defend yourself outside of your home. Okay, this is what it's come to in 2012, okay, that we have to put all our resources into fighting for the right to defend yourself outside the home. That's insane.
It is insane.
Okay.
For the ability to just protect our own lives, our family, and our property. The three things that the Constitution wanted to guarantee. Our Bill of Rights says it. Always, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the pursuit of happiness, if you remember back to the days before history got sanitized, was all about property.
All about property.
Don't get me started on property. That's a whole other subject.
Boy, if this doesn't energize our listeners, I don't know what will. Where are we going now?
Well, you know, speaking of that, we have to let everybody know that this segment was brought to you by the New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Membership is cheaper than a back waxing.
And NJ2AS has a bunch of stuff coming up. They're doing a raffle for Art Barton's medical expenses, also non-resident CCW program through their meetings. They're hosting Assemblywoman Allison McHose, who's been on our show before. Also, they're going to have a benefit for Assemblyman Michael Patrick Carroll. And they're also having their first annual NJ2AS barbecue. Really, NJ2AS.com. Go on their site. Go on their Facebook page. And show your support. Our gentleman in Texas who survived a active shooter slash home invasion because of our show is joining to show his support. So everybody get off your butts and join also.
Also join the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs. These are our two mainstays.
The hammer and the anvil.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We cannot do it. These are our unified voices. We are sitting here at Cabela's in Pennsylvania, freer than we are at home, which is kind of sad. So what's going on over at Gun for Hire Academy?
We got Low Light, No Light Pistol on Sunday, 826. Urban Pistol 1, Cedar Grove, 826. Be prepared. Every 2 weeks we run a Be Prepared Personal Awareness Seminar. If you haven't signed up yet, September 8th is Smoking Gun. If you like cigars and if you like guns and you like food, you should sign up for this. We also have Urban Carbine and Urban Pistol 2 in Cedar Grove. In October, please go to our NRA dinner, October 13th at the Rosewood in Edison. It's limited to 550 tickets. Make sure you go and check out the Gun for Hire app. It's available on Android and available for your Mac. Okay, if you want to build your own AR, check us out. Jimmy the Gun Guy will hook you up. All Gun for Hire alumni get a 50% off if they're retaking a course. Thank you so much for hosting us, Cabela's in Hamburg, New Jersey.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under the license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of Scott Bach, my angry co-host, and Cabela's, thanks for listening. See you again next week. My home.